Today's episode of the Jamie Grace Podcast is brought to you by my vinyl tier patrons. Their names are on the screen if you're watching this video, and they make this podcast possible, especially Vinyl of the Month, which is where I get to give away something like this. This is Sesame Street, Big Bird Sings. This is classic. This is vintage. And if you would like to enter the giveaway, it's really simple. All you have to do is go to the YouTube video of this podcast and then comment your Instagram name in the comments, and I will choose one lucky winner. And if you're on Spotify, all you have to do is scroll down and where you can enter your Instagram name, go ahead and do that. And then I will again choose one winner from all of the people who enter, and it will be announced on my social media this weekend. Now, before we jump into today's episode, I do want to make sure that I say good morning, good night, and good welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast. Hi, I'm Jamie Grace, and this is a show all about pop culture and mental health, bridging the gap between those two things and figuring out how the things we love make us who we are. And today's episode is all about Encanto, and we are going to be talking about this amazing family and some of the heartbreak and heartache that they've experienced that's made them who they are, which I really think is such a beautiful, I don't know, just like thing that all of us can relate to. Now, if you've seen any Encanto like content out there, there's so many people talking about them with, like, you know, each family member and the Enneagram and each family and different personalities and who they relate to more. And so I do want to give just a brief disclaimer from the beginning of this video. I am a Black American. I identify as a Black American. And yes, I am technically an African American, but, you know, because of the messiness of the world, I can't necessarily know precisely like how my family, you know, got here and everything. What I'm getting at is that this movie is not about a Black American family. This movie is not about an African American family. It is about a family in Colombia. And so there are some specific things that I'm not claiming to connect to or understand. And I just want to be sensitive to that, because if I wrote like a film about my family story and culture and some of the struggles that we go through, I would be honored if people were connected to it. But I'm not about to be sitting up here acting like I understand some of the challenges that immigrant families go through, specifically in the way portrayed in this film. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there that I will be expressing and explaining to the best of my ability. But I'm not about to act like everything is A through Z. Speaking of A through Z, don't forget to enter the giveaway, because the ABC song is on that Sesame Street vinyl, and you're going to want that. Okay, so let's jump into today's episode, How Families Fall Apart. And I do want to make sure that I say this. This movie is about grace and mercy and redemption, okay? Yeah, like, we can talk all day about the mess of Abuela and all of these messy things that happen in this movie. But this movie ends on the validity and the truth that there's grace and that there's mercy. And whew, it is very convicting, I must say. So let's just say that. It's this movie about this family. They live in this magical house. And there's one of the grandchildren that does not have a gift like all the other grandchildren have. Again, because they live in a magical house. And she deals with this. And she's trying to navigate this and figure out, why do I feel so left out? Why do I feel so different? And why can't I be loved and appreciated for being different? Why do I have to try to fit in? I think that this movie really can show you how families fall apart, because a lot of times the person who is different is cast aside, is treated differently. Or like in this case, right, we've got Mirabelle and we've got Bruno. They're both, everybody feels some type of way about them because they're both different. But I don't even know which one's better or worse. Like Bruno's situation, where it's like, we don't speak your name, we have shunned you in the community, you have to leave, we don't even like you anymore. Or Mirabelle, where it's like, we love you, we support you, stay in the house, stay around us, but we're still going to make you feel like you're different. Your older sister is still going to look down on you. You know, your grandmother's still going to feel resentment toward you. And that's kind of one of the first ways that a family can fall apart, at least that I, you know, recognize from this film, is someone feeling so different and their difference is not being validated or appreciated or supported. You know, I'm so grateful that, you know, after my diagnosis of Tourette and anxiety and OCD and ADHD, this takes so long. After my diagnosis, my family was nothing but supportive. My mom and my dad and my sister have always been supportive, always rallied around me and loved on me and taken care of me when I needed it. But truthfully, that's not always been the case. You know, my sister shared a vulnerable Well, it's not always been the case with people outside of my home, I should clarify. My sister, Morgan, she shared a post recently. So she had her like confirmed autism diagnosis, I think, 2 years ago. And she shared a post about how we had some like friends and family, like extended, like reaching out and saying, like, I'm so sorry about Morgan and stuff like that. And really like invalidating things that are who she is. Does that make sense? Like, she has elements of who she is that my sister would identify as being different that she is learning to embrace and has learned to embrace, yet people are looking at her being like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. You know, kind of like when Mirabelle was like, I don't have a gift or whatever, and she was like around the little kids, and then the guy was like, I made this gift for you or something. It's called For the One Who Has No Gifts. You guys, if you've seen the movie, then you know what I'm talking about. And it's like, wow, like way to just not embrace this human who is different. And maybe that was his way of trying and he just failed. But it's really sad. I like how the little girl was even like, maybe your gift is being in denial. Because but I don't even think that that was Mirabelle in denial. I think it was the entire family just not talking about it and just pretending like her being different wasn't something worth embracing. You know, it's not like, oh, you don't have a gift, but we love you anyway. You're so beautiful. And I do think that she had that from her mom and dad, but from her sisters and definitely her abuela, she was made to feel left out. And so was Bruno. Like, to the point where they isolated and shunned him and silenced him. Oprah said, are you silent or were you silenced? He was silenced. That's what Oprah was talking about. Okay, so the next one, the next way that I think a family could fall apart is Luisa's like obligation and her feeling obligated to be strong all of the time. Thea Peppa deals with this a little bit as well, because she's not really allowed to express her emotions, because when she expresses her emotions, it affects everybody else around her because of the whole weather thing. And so people want her to suppress her feelings and to suppress her emotions. It kind of reminds me of the thing with Elsa, like, conceal, don't feel, don't let it show. It's like, baby girl, have you been to therapy? Because they would tell you to let it go. I wonder if that's why they made the Let It Go reference at the end, because it is very similar, the whole weather and expressing of emotions and fear and that kind of thing. I think that that's one way when we don't allow the people that we love to express their feelings and express their emotions. We talk about a lot in our home, especially because we have a two and a half year old, we talk about a lot in your home, like, it's okay to feel how you feel, but you do need to be conscious of how you express those emotions and how you, you know, talk to other people, even when you are upset and when you're, you know, your feelings are valid that you're upset, right? But we're not even there when it comes to Luisa and Thea Peppa. Like, we're not even at that conversation because they're not even allowed to feel. Like, I remember when Luisa was saying, like, oh, and it felt heavy. She was so afraid to even express that something was heavy. And that is so heartbreaking, because I know what it's like to feel that something is heavy, to feel the weight of pain, to feel the weight of grief, to feel the weight of a piano, to feel the weight of the donkeys, like, to feel that this stuff is heavy, and you're not even allowed to say that out loud, that this feels heavy. That can make a family fall apart. If you are not allowed to feel those things and to express yourself, man, that can really make you fall apart. So the next one that I have is Isabella. So it's, you know, of course, hilarious in our house because our daughter's name is Isabella. She is very persistent now. She wants to be called Isabella. It's the sweetest thing ever. And with Isabella, she has this pressure to be perfect and to never make mistakes and to never do anything differently than what people expect of her. She really has to meet these perfect expectations. I think a lot of times for those of us that are wildly imperfect, like myself, for those of us that have just, I mean, all of us are imperfect, right? But for those of us that are just different right off the bat, like, we can't hide our awkwardness and our quirkiness, we might look at a character like Isabella and be like, oh my gosh, it is not that hard. Like, you get to be perfect. Deal with it. Like, look at you. But that is really difficult when you are, you know, like, even if you are the world's standard of what beauty looks like, we can't look at someone like that and be like, oh, it must be so easy for you because you're so pretty. It's like, no, they probably go through stuff too. They have challenges too. And Isabella, her song is, it's so beautiful. It's so amazing because it's really just her. Well, let me not get to the resolve just yet. Let me back up a little bit. But she really is dealing with like this pain and this grief of just like, I have to marry the perfect guy and have the perfect life and do all the perfect things. And I can't let anyone down. And I'm carrying the weight of my family on my shoulders. She and Luisa, their struggles are so similar. But I think just even visually looking at them, a lot of people will be like, oh, they're so different. But it's so similar. Because it's carrying the weight of expectation and not being allowed to express how you feel and express what you need. And that can really, truly make a human fall apart, but make relationships and make a family fall apart too. And then two more. So Abuela, she is holding on to, she's just holding on to so much resentment and pain for things not being perfect, for things not working out the way they're supposed to with Mirabelle. And so she's, you know, attacking her own grandchild like subtly, and then also it kind of gradually gets more and more like vocal, like, why would you do that? What are you doing? Stay away from her. And her words get aggressive and her tone becomes more just disgusted as she did we all see it, me acting like my pastor parents, that little bounce like as she becomes just like more disenchanted with her granddaughter, who is less than perfect or who is nowhere near what she was supposed to be, meaning she did not get her gift. We just see that pain in her eyes. And then it ties all into the grief that they're all experiencing, which is kind of my last point on like how families fall apart. We see that she is really, along with the whole family, dealing with grief and dealing with pain of losing her husband in such a traumatic way. I mean, when they do that flashback about 3/4 of the way through the film, when they show Abuela when she was just a young wife and mom, and they show her crying, that is like the most, to me, that is the thing that sticks out to me the most, is just, I actually don't have words. I'm trying so hard to come up with words, but that is a pain and a grief to lose the love of your life, to be left alone to raise your children. And then on top of that, I mean, so much of her pain and the pain of everybody else's is the result of a trauma that was out of their control. I don't want to speak out of hand, but I've seen a lot of people, you know, compare this to being a refugee and escaping for a better life. And again, these are all things that I can see this pain and I can hear stories and try to understand, but I can't understand. I've never been in that situation. And so understanding that, no, that was not Kim Possible as my ringer, but understanding that like there is a grief and a pain and a trauma that goes beyond present day frustration, if that makes sense. This is something that she has carried for years and decades. And it doesn't justify actions. It doesn't justify emotional trauma or emotional abuse that we extend. But man, that's another way that families fall apart, is the carrying of generational trauma, whether it was your fault or not, carrying that, not healing from it, not working through it. And then it, in turn, can start to affect the people that we love. One of the things that I've found pretty difficult about having a personality where people often hear you talking and laughing and rambling about some of your favorite things is that when you're not really in the mood to talk and laugh and have a good time, it's hard to tell people that you don't want to talk because you don't want to talk. I've had moments where I start to just emotionally withdraw because I am so outgoing and having such a good time with friends or on social media. And then when I'm by myself or when I'm about to fall asleep at night, I'm overthinking and I'm overanalyzing and I'm stressed out. You guys, I am so grateful and I feel so privileged to have grown so much, especially in these last 4 or 5 years when it comes to my own mental health and my own emotional wellness and taking care of myself. And one of the main ways that I do that, one of the main ways that I show up weekly is by going to counseling. If you've ever considered going to counseling, if you've ever considered talking to a therapist, I hope that you can consider this as one more nudge in that direction, and I hope that you will give Faithful Counseling a try. Faithful Counseling is a website where you can text with your therapist, you can do a video chat, or even a phone call, and you can even talk to a couple of different therapists until you really find somebody that you connect with and someone that, you know, kind of understands you. They can talk to you about faith and spiritual things, but also about anxiety and stress and anything that you want to talk about or learn more about. You can talk, you can listen, whatever makes the most sense for you. So if you're struggling with anxiety, loneliness, or frustration, and you want a safe space, you should consider giving Faithful Counseling a try. You can go to faithfulcounseling.com/JamieGrace and get 10% off of your first month. The link is in the show notes, but again, that is faithfulcounseling.com/JamieGrace. So I want to end on a positive note because the family does not fall apart. In Encanto, there is redemption, there's grace, there's mercy. And I want to talk about how. For one, Luisa is given the freedom to rest. The joy of the rest. Rest? When's the last time you just got to rest? I mean, let's go. Isabella and I did a gospel music, like yoga meditation on the Peloton a couple nights ago. Thank you, Chelsea Jackson Roberts. She is like one of my favorites on Peloton. Sorry, they're not paying me. She's like one of my favorites on bicycle class. And she is. Oh my gosh, just the rest. Like, just to sit, like, everybody's always like, you know, oh, make sure, like, you move your body, exercise and fitness. Yes, please. Move your body, jump up and down, dance to a song, run 12 miles, exercise in the bike club. Do what you gotta do, boo, but also rest. Sit down on a mat and just stretch your arms to the sky and breathe. Resting is beautiful. And that's one of the ways that this family does not fall apart. Is that Luisa is given that freedom to rest. Another way, because she's the one that's carrying all the stuff, so she gets to rest, which is great. Another way is Isabella was given the freedom to choose, and when it comes to, like, not having to date that boy, she didn't like him. She didn't want to marry him, but Dolores did. And then the release of expectations. Like I said, she and Luisa, they have very similar stories, but we wouldn't typically think that way. And then Bruno, good old Bruno, he received apologies and his name was no longer forbidden. It was a pretty quick, you know, turnaround from like apology to forgiveness. Not something I can say that I regularly, yes, but for like the big stuff in life, you know, a lot of times it takes us a lot of time. It takes a little time sometimes. Comment if you know what song that was, because that was a classic. And that wasn't sarcasm, that was actually my interpretation of a classic. But anyways, Bruno forgives, man, and it's a beautiful thing. Speaking of forgiveness, Abuela acknowledges her mess, and she apologizes. And, of course, we could say, you know, the apology wasn't long enough. Like I said, I need more time to forgive. You know, it's a movie. We yada, yada, yada. But that is something that a lot of us never got. A lot of us might not ever get. An apology, an acknowledgement of wrongdoing from a family member or a close friend. Now, if this is, you know, we're talking like a day-to-day relationship. We're talking like marriage. Like, there needs to be, like, you know, some, like, apologies and forgiveness. Like, this is, like, a regular thing about me, you know. So that's, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about more extended family stuff. Like an aunt or an in-law or a grandparent, right? Or sibling, a parent. that you no longer live with, you might not ever get that apology, but like, can you forgive them? Can you move on? Or let's turn this around. Turn it around, send out a blessing overflow. Can we make sure that we do not carry that pain that was put on us out of our control? Can we make sure that we don't carry that pain to our children? The things that our older siblings did to hurt us, can we make sure that we don't put that on our younger siblings or our older siblings' children? Yay! The pain that our in-laws or our grandparents caused us, can we make sure that our children or our spouses have a different story to tell? The mountains that I climb. I was going to be serious, and then I just accidentally started singing Morgan's song. What do you mean accidentally? You have Tourette's, kid. It's a thing. This is how families fall apart. But I really like that Encanto shows us how families can be rebuilt. And so can Casita. This is not a family. This is not a story of a perfect family. There is no perfect family. There's no perfect ending. But this is a beautiful ending. And a beautiful beginning to hopefully what is a sequel of like a series that will just continue to teach us beautiful things about life. And, you know, I want to put it out there. I know it's about Columbia. Maybe they could just like, for one scene, they can just like go to Atlanta real quick and just like, let me be in there for like 5 seconds. I can have a cameo in the sequel. And then they'll be like, why is this random black girl from Atlanta in the sequel? Like, we've never seen a cameo with someone we've never heard of. Who are you, little girl? I'm Jamie Grace. I'm a star. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I would love to hear what you think of it. You can leave a 5-star review on Spotify, but only if you want to. No pressure. If you think it only deserves 2 stars, then don't even do it. We don't want to hear from you. But yeah, you can leave a review on Spotify. That would mean the world to me. So thank you so much. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can also leave a review there. You can also check out the show notes for links to Patreon and things like that if you really, really, really liked what you heard, which would be super cool. Thank you guys so much for listening. Isabella, our daughter, recorded the outro to the podcast, so you're going to hear that in a second. It's mostly not gibberish. She's 2, so chill. Thanks for listening. You're pretty, pretty, pretty beautiful, strong, awesomely smart people. Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Bella. Thank you so much for this. My podcast. Bye, you. And bye-bye. Bye-bye to you too. On Patreon. I'm changing my music. Just listen. Keep back.